From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Hello! It's the Parker Livecast. Yes, welcome to your Friday.
And what's happening, Joshua?
It is Halloween.
Do you need more juice on those monitors?
I would like a little more volume.
What do you need there? Just to... I'll do a sibilance, okay. Sibilance, okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, sibilance, sibilance. Is that any good? No?
More, a little more up?
What about that? 1, 2, what?
That's perfect!
Is that okay?
That's great!
Now, did that work?
That did work.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I like it.
I didn't want to screw you over on the old phones.
I like to be able to hear myself speak.
I love it.
I do. What I should have done was use the same headphones that I used for my show previous.
Right. Why do you not do that? Too logical.
Because, John, it is too logical for me.
Well, people are enjoying this, Josh. By the way, welcome to the Parker Livecast episode... What is this, 9?
9.
Yeah. Episode 9.
Or as our friend south of the border say, Nueve.
I should tell everybody, 2,400 total people, unique people, have listened to this, have listened to at least one episode of the Parker Livecast, so thank you.
Awesome.
And please share this on Facebook and tell a friend. There's no way around this. We, Josh and I are in the studio by ourselves this week. I don't know why that is, do you?
I don't know.
I failed to let the guys know that we were taping and when we were taping and all that, which I usually do send out a little message to them.
You usually do. You're very dependable on that level until today. I tell you what, though. There are a lot of busy things going on. It is Halloween week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of...
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Oh, that was better than me. Let me try my best.
Okay. Dude, you have a vein popping out of your forehead.
Right, was that all right?
That was.
Give me your... I know you do it better. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is my, like, demented kind of...
Right. That's pretty good, dude. You're a little freaky, too, when I look at you when you're doing that. It's mm-hmm. a little odd. Like, I almost prefer if I looked away while you did that.
You should probably look away in general.
Yes. Well, you know, so the Parker Livecast is doing very well. People are enjoying this shenanigans that we're doing.
It's a fun time, too.
These hijinks are being appreciated by somebody out there, some demented soul, who's probably going on their spare time. You know, someone should tell the people at the institutions and agencies around here that insist on sending everything to the weekly newspaper instead of to me. Someone should tell them about the popularity of Parker, because they appear not to know about it. It's like a press release is due to be sent out. You know how they do press releases these days?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe
straight from the ticker.
I believe it makes that noise. And instead of sending them to me, which, you know, combined with KLPZ 1380 AM and ParkerLiveOnline.com, that's just about the biggest audience that there is going in this area.
It is the biggest audience.
So you'd think that they would send it to us if they really wanted to get their message out, but no! What happened? Was that dramatic enough?
That was very dramatic.
What happens instead is they say, oh, well, we've got to send it to the newspaper. Mm, yes, because it's tangible and you can feel it in your hands and you can read it over breakfast with an orange juice and coffee.
I think it's just an old school mentality.
Is that what it is?
And I think the correction has been made from that.
I had to put a little...
From the individuals I've spoken to.
I will tell... the one individual definitely came through this week for me, sent a press release first to me. I appreciated that. Yeah. The one exchange that I had was interesting with someone here at a local agency, government agency, mm-hmm. who said, oh, I'm sorry, we will try to send you the news releases. We will try to copy you in on the news releases that we send to the Parker Pioneer. My reply was, and I will tell you verbatim what I wrote.
Okay.
How about you copy the Pioneer in on the news releases you sent to me?
Wow, you said that.
Yes. And I didn't hear a reply, but I think that the message was received, Josh.
Yes.
So hopefully that's good.
Well, you know, if for any other reason, getting your news from Parker Live isn't going to turn your fingertips black.
It will not do that, I promise you.
It won't.
Well, I'm trying to do a good job, Josh.
And you do a great job with it.
I don't want people f***ing me in the You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think I want that either.
No.
Yeah.
I probably cut that whole bit out.
You probably
would. You did something. I feel like I need to recover from that. You did something last night that was kind of interesting.
Yes.
You were up to all kinds of ungodly hours, mm-hmm. which is appropriate for Halloween. But tell me what you did.
What I did is I went on a ghost hunt. Okay? I went on a ghost hunt.
Well, we all know that there's no such thing as ghosts. This is the type of thing that people tell their little children to make them cry.
Yeah, make them cry, to make them suffer, to make them fear of their own world, the planet they live on.
All good parents do it.
I will tell you this. We went, and go ahead if you want, and we could, of course, cut this out, too. Go ahead and plug that in.
We could, of course, cut this out. We're going to cut out half this live cast.
I have a couple of clips here. Several weeks ago on my radio show, KLPZ 1380, I was talking about how I wanted to do a ghost hunt around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I was about within a day, I was contacted by someone on Facebook that calls themselves Parker Ghost Hunter. And so he contacted me again. I have no idea who this is, by the way. No idea who it was. And he says, let's set up a time when we can go out down to the valley and do some ghost.
Because that's apparently where the ghosts are around here.
It's on the reservation, and it's notorious for being haunted, apparently. And I've heard a lot of stories myself, and it's very interesting. So I said, okay, let's do this. So we ended up settling on Tuesday night, mm-hmm. the 28th, which was last night. And we met at 9 o'clock at a location, and there was five of us total. Four guys. I actually knew half of them. I already knew them. I was like, oh, that's you guys, you know? And so
right. We
went out immediately. We loaded in their truck, and I took a video camera, and I took my iPhone with the audio that I was recording.
See, it's funny that you mentioned this story. I would have been more scared of the people than the ghosts. You know,
because
I didn't know them going in, and yeah. I'd be like, who am I meeting and why? And it's after dark and whatever. Okay, so go ahead.
I feel fairly confident that if it were a bad situation, I could probably handle myself. I mean, I've never been concerned about that in my life. I probably should. Anyway, so we get down there, and we first go to this place called Hatch Center, which has a lot to do, from what I understand, with the Japanese internment camp. Okay.
Okay.
It's down there, boarding school type situation, mm-hmm. abandoned buildings for years, lots of graffiti. It's unfortunate that people do that. And we go in there, and there's
abandoned buildings.
Well, there's, I don't know how many bats, like huge bats that were dive bombing us, which was creepy in Whoa. Itself. And so we're going through these different rooms, and they have all this ghost reading equipment, right? They have these devices that scan various radio waves in order to pick up perhaps ghostly sounds. And you also have ghosts notorious for being heard after the fact on audio.
Yes.
And so we're listening for things.
Notorious.
Yes, notorious. And we're in the dark. It's pitch dark. There's only a crescent moon last night. It was very, very dark. We have all the lights off, and we're in these abandoned buildings where there was who knows what kind of heartache that took place.
Yes.
And they're basically asking the ghost questions, and we're looking for the meter.
But they're asking questions, and everyone is being very quiet waiting.
Yes. And we're all waiting.
Was it a little freaky?
There was a certain level of freakiness involved there, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple of the clips that I have will exemplify this.
All right. Scary, dude. You got to be careful.
At this point, you're walking through.
We're walking into a building, and there's a lot of broken glass. There's a lot of broken lights. There's a lot of debris on the ground.
And it's dark?
It's very dark. All we have are little flashlights.
Flashlights.
It's cold.
Well, well, it works our way down, so
I think as long as you don't touch the walls.
By the way, the walls were completely eroded.
Those heavy winds of the summer probably
did a ton of damage.
What happened there, Joshua?
Well, that was me trying to scare one of them.
Oh.
and it totally worked. Okay. It totally worked.
This thing was lighting up.
I think this is where we should put the nursery, and here's where we're going to take a shower.
Now, there was a lot of empty rooms, by the way, and as we walked through all these buildings, they were like, imagine, they're trying to set this mood.
Yes.
Imagine what took place in here, perhaps. And they were doing a really good job trying to create this spooky mood. Imagine what happened in here.
And you're just like...
And I'm like, here, we'll put the nursery. And...
Yeah. Any spirits in here, just want to let you know. We're here to talk. Don't make any harm, just want to get some answers. And maybe help you out at the same time.
What was that?
Dude, yeah.
What was that? Hold on.
We're here to talk. Don't make any harm, just want to get some answers. And maybe help you out.
Now, my phone was down on the ground next to this device that he was about to turn on in about, I think, 10 seconds
mm-hmm.
that scans the radio waves, and you'll start to hear it go, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. That's where my phone was. And dude,
We have a couple devices that can help you speak with us. There's a device on the floor over here with the green
light. I'm hearing weird noises.
Yeah.
You go near it, it lights up. The closer you get, the brighter it gets. We also have a ghost box.
Stop.
That you can hear right now. It searches AM channels. We can ask you questions and you can speak through it.
Dude.
So, is anybody here with us right now?
That's a creepy scene. That's a really creepy scene down there.
We're in this really big, we're in this room that I can only describe as perhaps being barracks. It looks like maybe at one time there were a ton of like bunk beds on one side, you know, like a military barrack.
Right.
And one end, there's a shower, and then there's like a chow hall kind of place. Mm-hmm. And we were right there in the thick of this.
Yeah.
And I set up the camera, and they had this all their devices on the ground, and we're just kind of standing, not in a circle holding hands or anything like that. We're just all kind of just waiting, and we're looking at this light. We're
Was
waiting.
Anybody doing this?
There was no one.
No one was doing that?
There was no one doing that.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I mean,
because that would have probably got the spirits. Now, but dude, so I feel like that skeptic on Saturday Night Live last week, they did a bit
that
with
was
the girl.
Great, wasn't
did you
it?
See that?
Yeah. Oh, hell no, man. Hell no. You're supposed to be representing the skeptic. You know what I mean? Hell no, man. I ain't going in that room.
Yeah, she gets out of there. And she locks herself in her truck afterwards. That was funny stuff.
Dude, it was creepy. There was some creepy, creepy stuff.
That was creepy sounds. There. And you hear sounds on there that were not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very odd stuff, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
well, this is turning out to be a good Halloween episode of the Parker Livecast.
Yeah, I mean, this was some creepy stuff. And the next time we go out, they want to go somewhere called Devil's Triangle.
Devil's Triangle.
And we ended our night at the Parker Cemetery. And we ended up sharing stories about I was telling about things that happened during Goatman. Remember when we spoke with Bishop Barry, and then we all came back that night and we all had an individual creepy, unexplainable experience?
Yes. Well,
your phone, Joaquin's porch, and my dresser turned into a shadow that spoke to me. You remember that?
I do remember. Well, I mean, Goatman was a fun time. We did a whole documentary. If you've never seen Goatman, you can go to YouTube. To get the right one, you have to type in Goatman, Search for the Legend, and you'll see a 42-minute documentary made by me, Josh, and Joaquin right here in Parker, Arizona. The whole thing takes place right here in Parker, Arizona. We investigate this legend of the Goatman. We go into the whole thing. And as part of that, we interviewed himself the Arizona Exorcist.
Yeah. And I told him stories about that. I told him stories about that weird guy that dropped off that story about Hoofman.
How long did this go on? How long were you out there?
Let's see. We left at 9. I got home around 1:30.
Mm.
It was a long night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And I tell you what, man, it was a good experience. I'm looking forward to doing it again. I didn't get like real, real, real scared. If it's Halloween, I'm trying to find a ghost. You know?
You're right.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Ashley Hoban, who apparently broke some kind of a record last week. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
Ash, what's happening?
Getting ready for homecoming.
Yeah, that'll be tonight, actually, for the people who are listening to this on Friday when it comes out. Hey, you broke some kind of big record last week?
Broke two, actually.
Wow. First of all, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm Ashley Hope. I'm a Parker High junior. I'm 16, and I powerlift for fun.
Powerlifting?
Yeah.
What does that involve? Josh does that, but what does that involve?
You power clean, deadlift, bench with open weights.
That's some serious stuff for a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You could...
Not a lot of people go as far as I do for
right.
it, but...
Well, how far have you gone? So what was this record last week? And tell me about the context. You were in some competition?
Yeah, October 17th, I went to Vegas for the AAU World Championships that I qualified for back in July.
And this is a big competition, a lot of people involved?
Oh, yeah. There was about 350 lifters.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 25 to 30 in my class alone. And we started with squat. And I ended up lifting 175.
Wow.
I weighed in at 132.
So you weigh in at 132, you're lifting 175, so you're right there alone.
That's incredible.
You're doing like close to 150% of your body weight.
Yeah, Yeah, that's not even my record. My personal best on squat is 225 pounds.
Jeez.
So that was squat. What other ones did you do?
After squat, we did bench, which is one of my other best lifts. At this meet, I only did 130 for my bench, but my PR is 160, so...
Jeez.
So your personal record is 160 pounds on bench.
Yeah. And at the championship, whenever I did 130, I broke my own national record.
Do you think that you could kick Josh and I's ass?
Probably. I mean, not to brag or anything.
You might be able to just whoop our butts.
Or at least lift it up a little bit.
Or at least lift us. You'd be able to lift us in the air quite handily.
I honestly, Ashley, if you were to lift me off the ground even a little bit, consider my ass kicked.
Yeah, right.
Honestly.
Hey, next time I see you.
You have full permission to hug me and lift me up.
Well, you could easily lift me. I'm 140.
You're only 8 pounds heavier than I am.
Right, and yet you could lift me probably and a whole lot more. So the records, what are the records that you did?
For bench, I beat my own national record. My previous record was 125 pounds. I beat my own record by 5 pounds. So I'm definitely improving. And my other lift that I got record, which was a world record, was on my deadlift, which I deadlifted 305 pounds.
Whoa! Jeez.
And that's my PR either.
305?
Yeah, that's my personal record for a competition, but just straight up working out, my personal record would be 335.
Yeesh.
Wow. So obviously between...
You're 16 years old.
Between bench and the other, this was just the deadlift, obviously you had some discrepancy there between your personal best and what you posted. What are some reasons that would happen at a competition like this?
A lot of pressure, for one. And two, competition bench is a lot different than just strength training bench.
Okay.
Because in a competition, you can't bounce it off your chest, and you have to hold it until it's completely still, and then the judge will tell you to press it. So you'll press the bench up, and then you have a command saying, hey, now you can rack it. And everything has a command. You're under a lot of pressure,
mm-hmm.
and you have to let it sit on your chest until it is completely still, not moving, and then you can press it up.
So okay,
you're
yeah.
constantly having that weight, especially on your chest.
That's a lot.
Especially whenever it's almost the same weight as I am.
Yeah.
It's like another me just kind of sitting there suffocating me.
So right. So you deal a lot with muscle fatigue more with competition than you would with
yes.
Personal best in the gym. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
a lot of
sense.
In a competition, you'll lift 9 times in 8 hours. It's a lot of get up and wait. Like, go, 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 and then wait.
And I imagine staying warm and staying loose is a constant
yeah.
issue. 8 hours trying to keep those muscles firing yeah. like you need them to
so,
when you're
yeah.
working out. Yeah.
What are the ways that you train for this? Like, I mean, is it the typical stuff of, like, are you slamming the protein shakes and all that and, like, really
no,
doing a...
No, I've never actually tried a protein shake.
What do you do?
I just eat a lot of meat. I lift 5 days a week for an hour and a half.
Holy mackerel.
Impressive.
Do you have a bird in the room with you?
Oh, I do.
Okay, so it's not just me. Okay. But Ash, I mean, a lot of people are probably imagining you as like this huge built kind of muscle woman.
No.
But you're not at all.
No, I'm only 5'5".
Right, but I mean, you're not like... You don't have like arms and legs like tree trunks or anything like that at all. At all, by the way.
No.
So what is it?
It's an efficient use of space. That's what it is.
What it is, it's like magic.
It's magic. Because it's not explainable.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It's magic to me.
It's impressive is what it is, Ashley. Very, very proud
of
you.
Thank you. This competition had people from Brazil, India, Mexico, Europe. I know there was a few Russians there.
You whooped all their asses is what happened.
Definitely.
Way to go.
Well, congratulations, Ashley. We're proud of you here in Parker, and we're going to tell everybody about this.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And enjoy homecoming. Homecoming on a Halloween
oh, yeah.
night.
That's awesome.
Are you dressing
so
up
busy.
For the game? Are you putting on a costume?
Yeah, what are you
how
doing?
How is it?
I'm going full out blue and gold, painting my face, painting my arms and my legs, wearing blue and gold
Your tree trunk arms and tree trunk legs. You're doing.
Your 5 foot five frame will be adorned with blue and yellow paint.
Your non tree trunk arms and
blue and gold, I should say.
Right.
I've been so ready, especially being in student council, trying to get everything done and ready for this game.
As a former Parker High graduate and alumnus, I say you are making us proud.
Is what you call alumnus?
Alumnus.
Yeah. Well, we're all the alumnus are very happy with you.
Yes. You make Parker High look good, Ashley. So thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ashley Hoban right there. The
hell of a girl.
World champion deadlift, weightlift, powerlift, that lift thing that she is. And I just find it incredible.
She's like, oh, then I set another world record. Like,
yeah. Have you ever set a world record at anything?
Not anything I'm proud of.
No. I heard some really bad news, Josh, that the donut place was going to close down for a while. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I went there a couple Saturdays ago, and most people know it just opened. It just opened.
Yeah, just opened back up, because you were all excited because we did the donut doze-off thing, and we played the donut rap and all of that. And so what has become of all of this? What's going on?
So what happened is I went in there a couple Saturdays ago to get donuts when my kids were here, and Mary basically pulled me to the back, and she said, hey— Barbie is probably going to have shoulder surgery, so we're going to be closing down in a couple weeks.
Oh, man.
And it's like, there's no one else, and there's no one else. There's really nobody else that can do the donuts other than Barbie, so...
Those are the people
that day unfortunately came, and the donut shop closed, not permanently, but enough for me to certainly write a song about it.
Ain't no donuts when they're gone. There's no glaze when they're away. Ain't no long johns when they're gone.
Mojos.
And my O is all alone. Every time stocks goes away. Should have bought more before they closed.
There's like three of you on the screen.
In the freezer they would stay.
Of course, this is on Josh Savino's Facebook page, so you can go on and check it out. You'd like a three-version split where
I did the guitar, of course.
Guitar and voice on one.
Yes, and then the other I did the beatbox.
The beatboxing.
For percussion.
Right.
And then I did harmonica.
Dude, I feel like we have a song a week now. You've set a precedent where now we expect a song every single
That's
week.
Fine. I come up with like two or three a week anyway. So
you do. Well, Josh, at the end of every Parker Livecast, as you know, we try to do Naked Weather, and it's been a little bit of a flub sometimes because we haven't had a naked girl. Well, I have to tell you, this week, we have Naked Weather.
Yes,
for real.
For real.
Absolutely for real. And joining us by phone, Naked Weather Bathtub Edition with Katie, who's joining us by phone. Katie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying my bath tonight.
And you're literally in the bathtub right now?
I'm literally taking a bath right now.
Tell me a little bit about the surroundings there. What kind of tub have you got?
Well, I just have the standard regular old bathtub that most apartments have. I'm here in Parker. I'm about a quarter mile or so from the river.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just enjoying this beautiful weather we're having tonight.
It's really nice, huh? Perfect weather. Perfect, perfect weather. And the bath feels good? Is it pretty hot in there, or do you like it a little bit lukewarm?
I'm into the lukewarm now.
This should be illegal.
This should be illegal. Yeah, we're speaking with a beautiful naked woman in a tub.
Well, it is naked weather, of course. That's what we're here for. So, Katie, it's over to you. Give us the weather.
Okay. Tonight is the Halloween report, so be safe out there, everyone. Temperatures will reach a low of 63 degrees with a Saturday high of 79. Sunday high of 73. The overnight temps dropping to the low 50s. And that's your naked weather.
Hey! All right!
Wonderful.
That is fantastic.
Enjoy that bath.
Josh, do you have anything else to say to Katie while she's on the phone? We do have a naked woman with us.
Can you splash around a little bit?
Yeah, splash around a little
bit. Sure. All right. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
That's legit.
Wow.
Awesome.
Katie, thank you so much.
That was brilliant.
You're welcome.
And you have yourself a great weekend, sweetheart.
You too. I look forward to hearing from you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Real quick, tomorrow, of course, another damn race that's going on. Starts at River Lodge, goes down to the casino. That's taking place. Another damn race.
And when you say tomorrow, Saturday?
Saturday. Okay. Yeah, Saturday. And also Roadrunners having their fall back into fall party tomorrow night. So
perfect.
A lot of stuff going on in the area.
I'm looking at a picture of Ashley right now. It's making me sick. She doesn't have any muscles. Like, you look at her, you don't see a single muscle.
Yeah. It's like Superman. Like,
how is she doing
look
that?
Like he could lift a planet, but he can, you know?
How is she doing that?
Amazing. Amazing.
It's magic. It's Penn and Teller. She's got the help of Penn and Teller. I just know it. It is the Parker Livecast.
Have a good weekend, John.
You too, Josh.
Happy Halloween.